So, Tony, at the age of 16, you were already the best skateboarder on the planet. What do you think were the reasons for that?
Well, I think, for one, skateboarding was a pretty small industry then, so to rise to the top of it didn't mean you had a lot of competition. And I started at an early age, and I think I was never happy resting on my accolades. I wanted to keep getting better no matter what my standings were, so I think that's probably why I just always wanted to keep improving my skills.
Back in the 80s, skateboarding wasn't that popular then. When was the first time you really made dollars with it?
Well, I started making pretty good money right when I graduated high school. I bought a house right then, and so things were looking pretty good, but then not long after that, it died again in a big way. So the first time I really started making good money was in the late 90s, like 98, 99.
Did you remember what you bought first?
What did I buy first? That's a good question. I bought a convertible.
So if you hadn't gotten into skateboarding back then, what would you be doing right now?
I don't know. I was always interested in computers and video editing, so probably something along those lines. I gave up playing violin to be a skater, so I probably would have kept playing violin as well.
So you were talking about computers. Back when I was young, a lot of kids started with skateboarding not because they liked the lifestyle or they saw it in the street, but because of your computer games. Did you thought that these games would have such an impact on the sport?
No, I didn't think so. I thought that we would have a game that skateboarders would like and maybe that would inspire them to buy video game systems, but I didn't really think that it would make people want to skate. I knew it was a good game, but I just didn't think skateboarding was popular enough to carry it like that.
We asked our listeners what we should ask you, and most of them said, are you playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater at home at your PlayStation?
I do, yeah. Yeah, every time we make a game, I'm playing it, yes.
With your own character or with Mullen?
No, with my own character because I know all my special tricks.
I think what everybody connects with Tony Hawk is the 900. Right now, there are, I think, three kids that can do 1080s, yeah. But everybody's still talking about the 900. What do you think is that?
I don't know. I think it might have been a milestone that made people recognize skating. Maybe never had in the past. I think that back then, you know, when that first happened, we had been trying that trick for about 5 years, maybe even longer. And so a lot of people thought it was impossible. So once we did it, it opened up a new world of tricks, and also it made people recognize skating that never had seen it before.
What have you thought when the first kid landed 1080?
I was excited. I knew it was possible, and I had actually seen a couple guys try it before that. I never tried it because I don't really want to put my body through more through more torture the way that I did learning 900s. But I was really excited that it happened, and now that a few guys have done it, you know, it, what's next?
So nowadays, a lot of kids learn the tricks from YouTube or the internet. Back when you were young, there was no internet. Did you think the internet has changed your whole skateboarding?
I think it's changed skateboarding in that it makes it more accessible to anyone, anywhere. And the information travels so fast that it's not like skating is only growing in one area because that's where all the pros live or because that's where the information is being shared. Now it's being shared everywhere so people can thrive in skating no matter where they live.
Is it easier to become a pro nowadays?
No, because there's so many more skateboarders. There's so many more people doing it. You have to reach your way to the top through thousands of other people.
So now a personal question. Have you seen the movie Like Mike, where this kid get the shoes from Michael Jordan and then he can play basketball like him?
I haven't seen it, no.
But can I have yours?
After I'm done skating, you can have these. In an hour, you can have them, yes.
Oh, yeah. Probably that's my last chance because I wasn't really a good skateboarder when I was younger. So.
Well, they're size 13, but you look like you got big feet, so.
Yeah, it's a 12, so it will fit.
You see me leave the ramp. Look, they're yours.
Oh, great. And I got to start my skateboarding career at 32. That's cool.
Awesome.
Because, you know, when I was young, I once broke my leg while skateboarding. Uh-huh. And after that, I always felt fear. That's why I'm not a good skateboarder. So I think you got a couple of injuries, too. Did you ever felt fear afterwards?
Yeah, it's hard to get your confidence back after you've been hurt. That's definitely a big issue in skateboarding. But also, it's one that will separate the successful from the people who give up.
Do you still learn new tricks?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I just learned shove it backside Smith grinds a couple weeks ago.
I heard that as a kid you were tested, had a real high IQ, and that you played violin. No offense, but that doesn't sound like the stereotype of a skateboarder. How did you start then?
I just started skating with kids in my neighborhood. But when I was young, I was always a bit of a daredevil. I like to, you know, go off the high dive and try to do crazy stuff that I probably shouldn't be doing at my size. But skateboarding was the perfect fit because it allowed me a sense of freedom, but it was also a sense of creativity because it's so individualized.
So nowadays, for example, if your girl says, "Hey, Tony, go get some milk," do you go to the supermarket with your skateboard?
No, I drive.
Why?
It's too far. It's too far uphill going home.
Okay. Your son Riley is a top amateur skater right now. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's fun. I really enjoy watching his career thrive, and I'm proud of him and for taking his own direction. And he's exciting to watch. So I'm proud. You know, it's really fun.
Did you never thought that there's a lot of pressure on him with a dad like that?
Oh yeah, and he quit early on because of that, but he really came back to it and started doing it in his own way, and if anything, was trying to separate himself from me as much as he could, and he's done a good job of it.
I'm 32 right now, and I'm really thinking about starting skateboarding again. Good idea, you think?
Yeah, sure, because there's so much opportunity now. There's so many facilities. Why not?